this is Ed Goldman with the Goldman State Podcast. Many readers know that Lewis Carroll, author of Alice in Wonderland and its sequel, Alice Through the Looking Glass and What Alice Found There, was in reality a man named Charles Lutwidge Dodson, a math teacher at Oxford's Christ Church College. And many assume that because he also wrote Lewis Carroll's Guide for Insomniacs, which has just been reissued by Notting Hill Editions, he was an insomniac himself. Well, apparently not. He just enjoyed staying up till all hours, concocting stories and poems and games, one of which was a precursor of Scrabble, my own favorite since childhood, when I knew far fewer words and so reliably lost to my brothers. Anyway, as someone prone to occasional insomnia, and knowing I'm not alone in this, I thought I'd offer six coping tips of my own to restless listeners. Number one, if you're not sure how to handle your insomnia, should you see a doctor, take pills? Don't make a rash decision. Think it over. Well, sleep on it. Number two, read Beowulf, knowing you're never, ever going to be tested on it again. Nor will St. Peter give you a pop quiz on the damn thing before letting you enter through the pearly gates into heaven. With that pressure removed, I promise that just a few pages in, you'll be semi-comatose. Number three, forget counting sheep, which consists of imagining one sheep after another jumping over a split rail fence. This isn't remotely relaxing. Instead, why not think of how many common expressions include sheep, like A, a sheep in wolf's clothing, B, acting sheepish, and C, black sheep of the family. Number four, think of all the odious tasks you had to do when you were younger and no longer have to, such as pass a typing test, do 50 push-ups or even 2 chin-ups, take a driver training course, experience your first hangover, know who plays third base for a team you haven't followed in years, show your ID to get served in a bar, meet a blind date for the first and last time, and rewind a VHS tape before returning it to the rental store. Then take a deep, cleansing breath. This will either help you fall right asleep or calm your labor pains. Number five, work out the stupidly easy crossword puzzles in the Monday New York Times or Wall Street Journal. The occasional For Beginners one in the New Yorker, or just about any in an airline magazine. A sample clue for each. She played Mary in the Mary Tyler Moore Show. You'll feel so much smarter than you did an hour earlier that you can expect endorphins, tryptophan, or your handful of Advil PMs to kick in and send you straight to Wonderland. Or if you take too many of those Advil PMs, straight to the ER, where I'm sure if you ask, they'll give you something to help you sleep. I'm Ed Goldman. My column, The Goldman State, comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe for free at goldmanstate.com. Thanks for listening.